answer the phone. Hey, you. Yes, you. I thought I'd just phone you and see how you are. You're not doing so well. Oh, I'm so sorry, sweetheart. It is a hard time right now. It is. No, just remember, you always have me to help you when you need it. I'm always at the end of the phone when you need me. I understand things are tough at the minute. But hopefully it won't be for too long. I understand. I just wanted to let you know that I care about your well-being and strength. And I want you to make sure that you knew that you always have a safe place to vent. Yeah, you know how much I care about you. You know that, right? Shh, I know you sound like you are so annoyed right now. But I want you to do something with me. Breathe in. And let it out. There we go, keep doing that. Keep breathing in and breathing out. I'm just going to tell you, you are an amazing person. And so very perfect to me. I'm so glad to know someone like you. You know how to make me smile instantaneously and to bring a warm feeling to my heart every time you speak. I know. I wish COVID could go away and life would resume as normal. But we can't say anything with certainty. I mean, if we could, then we'd have no need to worry now, would we? No, so I want to tell you, I'll be phoning you every day and making sure that all is okay. I know you miss me as much as I miss you. It's perfectly normal. You should definitely play some games online. Or maybe stream a movie. I know it's not the same as going out and socialising. But we really do have to stay safe. So yes. We need to plan a day to play. And have a little fun, you know. I only need a laptop and Wi-Fi and we're good to go. So tell me what else is on your mind. Oh, really? You feel lonely at this time? That's understandable. And it's so very obvious that you do. You're not alone, though. You have me, always. Oh, sweetheart. Just focus on breathing. And remember that you have to keep hydrated and to understand why it's happening. But it is getting worse here. I want you to do something for me. Go into your phone and see who else would feel a little isolated. Reach out to them. Offer them a word of kindness and support. And make them feel good as well. Tell me what your goal is to be. What do you want to do this year? And write it down. The pros and cons and what it takes to get there. Have it written down. And then you can look back to it. And you can see your progress. You see, we all make changes and progress. But sometimes it's a little hard to see the distance we've already taken. If you keep a record of it, let it be a reminder that you are progressing. Tell me, what's your plans for today? Are you having a lazy day? That's okay. Are you going to tackle that project that you've been putting on hold? Because guess what? That's okay too. The world is a scary place at the minute. But let me tell you what's even scary. Not having a change. Being stuck in the same day in, day out. Not giving yourself a chance to make a change. It's up to you to change it. And it's up to you to make the change. You know that you have an incredible mind. And you can put it into anything you've got. You know this, don't you? You can do it. I believe in you so, so much. Yeah, because you are a shining light in a world of darkness. And you can get through anything. Look at you now. You've already got through it. So tell me what you're cooking for tea tonight. That sounds tasty. Take a photo and be sure to share it. Yeah. You can see, it can be difficult. But you've got this, and all you need to do is take one step at a time. Take one day at a time. Remember, the tortoise won by going slow and steady, and it won the race. The hare rushed in. And, yeah. Rushed into a lot of problems on the way. You know you are so very special to me. And as soon as lockdown is over, you can try to please see things looking up. When it's over, eh? You're incredible and strong. And even though it doesn't sound or feel like it, you are. You have a tendency to be hard on yourself. But now more than ever, you need to support yourself. Be kinder to yourself. I want to give you some sweet kisses. I know you won't get them physically, but mentally I can kiss you, my sweetheart. You don't have to worry about me either. I'm always going to be okay. I have you and others. You are also very special to me. And I'm so grateful to have you all. So, listen to your favourite music. Eat those special treats. Go for a walk. Write some poetry. But most of all, be kinder to yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. You've got this, sweetheart. And remember, I believe in you. Right, sweetheart, I'm going to get off, but I will phone you tomorrow. Mwah. Love you lots. Bye.